శ్రీ వి నారాయణ స్వామి, శ్రీ పవన్ రాధాకృష్ణన్జీ, మినిస్టర్ ఫ్రమ్ పుడుచేరి అండ్ తమిళనాడు, డాక్టర్ కరణ్ సింగ్ జీ, లేడీస్ అండ్ జెంటల్మెన్, ఐఎమ్ హ్యాపీ టు బి హియర్ టుడే ఆన్ ద ఒకేజన్ ఆఫ్ ద గోల్డెన్ జూబిలీ వీక్ ఆఫ్ ఆరోవిల్. శ్రీ అరబిందోస్ విజన్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా స్పిరిచువల్ లీడర్షిప్ కంటిన్యూస్ టు ఇన్స్పైర్ అస్ ఈవెన్ టుడే. ఇండీడ్, ఆరోవిల్ ఈజ్ ఎ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ దట్ విజన్. ఓవర్ ద లాస్ట్ 5 decades, ఇట్ హ్యాజ్ ఎమర్జ్ యాజ్ ఎ హబ్ ఆఫ్ సోషల్, కల్చరల్, ఎడ్యుకేషనల్, ఎకనామిక్ అండ్ స్పిరిచువల్ ఇన్నోవేషన్. ఫ్రెండ్స్, ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ టుడే టు రిమెంబర్ ద వాస్ట్ ఎక్స్టెంట్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్ అండ్ థాట్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ అరబిందో, అ మ్యాన్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్, అ ఫిలాసఫర్, అ పోయిట్. దెర్ వర్ సో మెనీ ఫెసెట్స్ టు హిజ్ క్యారెక్టర్ అండ్ ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ వాజ్ డెడికేటెడ్ to the good of the nation and humanity. In the words of Rabindranath Tagore, Rabindranath, O Aurobindo, bows to thee. O friend, my country's friend, O voice incarnate, free of India's soul. Friends, as the mother had observed, Aurovil was to be a universal town. The purpose of Aurovil is to realize human unity. The large gathering here today is a reflection of that idea. For ages, India has been a spiritual destination for the world. The great universities of Nalanda and Takshila hosted students from all over the world. Many of the world's great religions were born here. They motivate people from all walks of life to take to a spiritual path in their day-to-day dealings. Recently, the United Nations had declared June 21st as International Day of Yoga, recognizing a great Indian tradition. Aurovil had brought together men and women, young and old, cutting across boundaries and identities. I understand that Aurovil's charter was handwritten in French by the Divine Mother herself. According to the charter, the mother set 5 high principles for Aurovil. The first high principle Aurovil is that it belongs to all humanity. This is reflection of our ancient credo of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, the world is one family. I am told that the inauguration ceremony of Aurovil in 1968 was attended by delegates of 124 nations. I learned that today it has over 2,400 residents from 49 countries. This leads us to the second high principle of Aurovil. Anyone who is willingly in service of the divine consciousness is entitled to live in our will. Maharishi Aurobindo's philosophy of consciousness integrates not just humans, but the entire universe. This matches with the ancient saying in the Ishavasya Upanishad, Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam. This has been translated by Mahatma Gandhi to mean everything down to the tiniest atom is divine. The third founding principle of Aurobindo is that it will emerge at the bridge between the past and the future. In one looks at where the world and India were in 1968, when Aurobindo was founded, the world was living in compartments and in a state of Cold War. The idea of Aurobindo saw the world getting integrated by trade, travel, and communication. Aurobindo was conceived with the vision of developing the whole of humanity in one small area. This world showed that the future would seen in an integrated world. The fourth founding principle of Aurobindo is that it will connect the spiritual and material approaches of the contemporary world. As the world progresses materially through science and technology, it will increasingly long for a need spiritual orientation for social order and stability. At Aurobindo, the material and the spiritual coexistence in harmony. The fifth basic principle of Aurobindo is that it will be a place of unending learning and constant progress so that it never stagnates. The progress of humanity calls for continuous thinking and rethinking so that the human mind does not become frozen into one idea. The very fact that Aurobindo has brought together such huge diversity of people and ideas makes dialogue and debate natural. Indian society is fundamentally diverse. It has fostered dialogue and a philosophic tradition. Aurobindo showcases this ancient Indian tradition to the world by bringing together global diversity. India has always allowed mutual respect and coexistence of different religions and culture. India is home to the age-old tradition of Gurukul, where learning is not confined to classrooms, where life is a living laboratory. Aurobindo too has developed as a place of unending and lifelong education. In ancient times, our sages and rishis who perform yajna to begin great endeavors. Occasionally, those yajnas would shape the course of history. One such yajna for unity was performed here exactly 50 years ago. Men and women brought soils from all parts of the world. In the mixing of the soils began the journey of oneness. The world has received positive vibrations from Aurobindo in many forms over the years. Be it unending education, environment regeneration, renewable energy, organic agriculture, appropriate building technologies, water management, or waste management. Auroville has been a pioneer. You have done a lot to promote quality education in the country. On the occasion of 50 years of Auroville, I hope you can enhance your efforts in this direction. Serving young minds through education will be a big tribute to Sri Aurobindo and the mother. Many of you may not be aware, but I too have been a follower of your efforts on education. Sri Kiritbhai Joshi, an ardent disciple of Sri Aurobindo and the mother, was an eminent educationalist. He was also my education advisor when I was the Chief Minister of Gujarat. He is not amongst us today, but his contribution to the field of education in India is worth remembering. Friends, the Rig Veda states, Ano Bhadraha Kratvo Yantu Vishvataha. Let noble thoughts come to us from all sides. May Auroville continues to come up with ideas to empower the ordinary citizens of this country. May people from far and wide bring with them new ideas. May Auroville become the center where these ideas are synthesized. May Auroville serve as a beacon to the world. May it be the guardian which calls for breaking down narrow walls of the mind. May it continue to invite everyone to celebrate the possibilities of humanity's oneness. May the spirit of Maharshi Aurobindo and the Divine Mother continue to guide Auroville to the eventual fulfillment of its lofty founding vision. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Honored us with your presence. You have honored Auroville with your words. We express our deep gratitude. In 1961, Mother gave a message to a New Year message, public message. She spoke about this wonderful world of delight that was waiting at our gates for our call to come down upon earth. This is our aspiration. If humanity could work together at their best level, bringing the soul in front, perhaps this would be possible. Today, when you have honored us with your presence, it feels it could be closer. Thank you. The children of Auroville would like to present to you some mementos from Auroville. This is a bowl made by the same technology that covers the gold discs of Matri Mandir. We're also presenting the Honorable Prime Minister with a scroll with some of the significant remarks that Mother makes about Auroville. You have honored our small experiment, experimental still. with your presence. Thank you so much. Yes.